I'm about to introduce you to Mrs. Clementine Hunter, a painter designated as a primitive artist of Melrose, Louisiana. She was born in 1886 on the Little Eva plantation, which is adjacent to Melrose. Melrose, having taken that name later, was a large parcel of land which belonged to a free woman of color, having been born in the Congo in the early 1700s, named Maria Therese Quanquan, who constructed on what is now considered to be the Melrose Plantation several African houses in the year 1750. And they are the true remnants and possibly the only remaining examples of a true African style of architecture beyond the one which is located in the Midlothian section of Virginia and possibly the Kassai Province region, where there is also an African house. So Mrs. Hunter is regarded as the Grandma Moses for the black race. Was a rather shy woman, and it's difficult to get her to talk, and so we're using various devices to get her to speak to us. She's being urged along by Mrs. Ora G. Williams, who is the Professor Emeritus of English at Northwestern Louisiana State University in Natchitoches, and her very dear friend, Francois Mignon, who for a number of years was the official supervisor and the person who showed visitors around Melrose during the time when Mrs. Henry was in charge of the plantation some 25 or 30 years ago. So, we are actually in the midst of a conversation in which you will find Mrs. Hunter telling a few things here and there with an awful amount of prodding about her life at Melrose and her interest in painting. The interview is taking place on Monday, January 10th, 1972, at 3 p.m. on the Melrose Plantation, in what is regarded as Mrs. Hunter's studio, which is located due west of the famous Yucca House on the Melrose Plantation. This has been done for Fisk University Library's Black Oral History Project.
Okay. I'll try to move it, but I can see better. There we are. Isn't this nice? Oh,
this
is so nice.
Looks like you got your tail out.
You've
got your
best tail. Oh, I'm trying to do this,
and
I wasn't able to do nothing.
Oh. What's the matter? You've been having too much
something or something? No, I've been having a little trouble, but it's been raining.
Oh, that's right.
It's been raining.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's a field. Don't feel like painting,
huh?
So I've been painting a little
too. Oh, well, Mr. Tommy said he brought the young man wanted to buy a picture yesterday, and you didn't have any pictures.
But you've been painting lately.
No, not since before Christmas.
Oh, not since before Christmas. Is Frankie
going to school online? Frank go to school sometimes.
Sure enough.
He's in his birthday. His grandson.
Oh, yeah.
The teacher puts him off 2 or 3 days and he says,
can
you won't
I turn this off?
You won't be able to see this. Put on the missus. Green and the little teachers. He won't make none.
Sure enough.
Too many days for writing. Sharpening pencil and different things, you know that.
Picture of Mr. Mignon that you have that's so interesting to me about where the it's a funeral, and I think you have that one. That one is awfully interesting. The one you have with the funeral and the baptizing.
I have the baptizing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, I like that one too. But the one with the funeral where they are happy, very big, carrying the casket and...
In the red.
Yeah, yeah.
No, a long time ago, that's the road it was carrying.
Mm. In wagons?
In wagons, you see it in horses.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been down with them horses.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
But, and then the next thing is, can you remember about your grandmother? Isn't she the one that...
I know my grandmother.
Yeah, your grandmother. You remember her?
I remember her.
How old did she live?
110.
110 years old?
Is that right?
Ooh, I'll never make it. How about you?
I'll never make it.
Well, you
well,
okay. Yes, you look well.
You make it,
Grandma.
Is that
and
right?
You didn't have to run hard
there. Isn't that something?
She'd feed the chickens, men, clothes, iron, and chickens never kill her.
What kill
her? My sister was packing a paper up, on the wall, and she was sitting down on a chair behind her, wounded from stock. And she didn't pay no attention, she just stepped down and stepped on her toe. A big tooth, and it got blood for us.
Wow.
That was children.
My goodness.
She didn't die by no sickness. She didn't die by blood drawn by mashing her tooth.
Okay.
And she was 110.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
And she didn't walk with no stick, no cane. Mm-hmm.
Where she lived, 17?
Down, she come from Old Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. She was getting a walk.
Oh.
In the old war, she used to come out and tell us how they used to whip them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there was
slaves.
Yes, there was slaves.
Mm-hmm.
She tell them how they used to whip them and put them cords to their houses and everything and whip them.
Mm-hmm. Did you know how she happened to come from Virginia over here?
She come over here and she married over here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But if her husband come from another place, I forget the place he's come from. But anyway, he didn't come from here.
Uh-huh.
But he was made up here.
Uh-huh.
And you know what they met. But
mm-hmm.
They met up here. She married Eichmann.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Connery Eichmann.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was some kind of, I don't know if she was an Indian or something.
Yeah.
But some, she's a funny kind of nation of people.
Yeah.
But we are, but I'm mixed up with me. Yeah, I'm all mixed up.
But then your mother, was your mother born around here?
My mother born around New York, and she born right around in Marco.
Mm-hmm.
In Marco. Marco. Right under the Marco Road. Mm-hmm. Didn't see no birds there. Didn't see nothing but rabbits and turtles.
Rabbits and turtles at Marco?
Sure, they walk up all in the
yard.
That's
good.
On the river?
On the
river.
Except in the
hill. Oh, in the hill.
And my daughter moved up here on this place, and I married her.
Mm-hmm.
And on this place.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband worked for Miss Henry?
Miss Henry.
Uh-huh. For Miss
Kent. And I used to cook for her. It don't look like that anymore.
Doesn't look much like it anymore, huh?
It looks in the crooked oven.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you'll be going back over there again, who knows?
I don't know. Feel like you, who knows?
Who knows?
But I was over there when they, you know, Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw you. Got your picture in the paper too, you know.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They got to put a new roof, I think, don't they?
They got to put a new roof, a new heater thing. Because that house gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need to work with it.
When you paint, you don't ever copy anything. You just get it right out of your head, don't you?
I can't copy it.
You can't copy
it? I didn't try, though. I was talking
about it.
I look at trees and things. I got to make my own kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make any trees like all the things like that. I just have to make it up in my mind, that's it. And I can get to sit down any time and mark me up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Night or day, I don't have to go look at it because I can't. I thought one time, but couldn't make it. But
you paint more at night than any other time, don't you?
Yeah. I rather paint at night to see when people just chilling, kind of wearing them, getting things. And if I'm sitting down, I can't tell I get ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And making them aware.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had a little work on me.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen all right. The kitchen is that new painting, I think.
Yeah. It looked pretty good the other day, didn't
it? Yeah, it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good in there. I see how it looked all right. You know,
yeah,
when I got all the pictures.
Yeah.
It looked all right, but there ain't nothing done to it.
Mr. Francois' house, though, it's in bad condition, isn't it?
I know that's in bad condition. That's got to do too.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do
that. Floors, bad, everything.
The doors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When the doors are missing, really, you can't show it.
Because
I went there once with the crew.
Uh-huh.
The thing got me to go and show the crews around and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Mr. Francois' house for it. With me, the door was and things we certain them. Mm-hmm. But the room in the front there, it's all right. And the bathroom there,
mm-hmm.
it's all right because I could keep it outside. I didn't want to look all the room.
No.
But I showed my mama. I don't know either. Keep the feeling.
I don't either. Maybe Mr. Francois will be over there one of these days. How do you know?
There was somebody at the cookie school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she told over
there. You remember the time when the peacocks used to get on top of the house?
Uh-huh.
Remember the man passing by here running to you? Remember that?
I don't know.
Look, that's an awful, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
What did he say? What he was telling you that the peacocks were on the house?
Yeah, he was in there on the highway to the college, that's what.
Oh,
they come see me over here. I don't know if I could have come to see me. They see me over here. They come right across that road and they come around and come on across the road and come there and look at me just like if I tell you something. I think you want to come back over here. I don't want Mr. Francois.
The peacocks would do that.
They come
across
the road. They do that.
They
come on over here.
And you tell them to go home.
I tell them to go home and they take me at my word to go home.
They will.
They go right
They understood you.
I want you to tell Mr. Driscoll here about you and Mr. Francois buying a place in the mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right next to each other.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And what did you say you were going to do?
Getting some coffee in the morning. I said, where's that guy in the car? He
Then she says, after you drink this coffee, what you gonna do?
Eat his breakfast,
and then go on back to sleep.
Go on back to sleep, and go to sleep again tonight morning.
Jackie's not living here with you anymore.
No, she lives in my own below the cones.
Oh, down below the cones?
Yeah.
Well, this is the first time I've been here in a good while, but she wasn't here, so.
Oh, no, she was here yesterday.
Oh, she
was. She lived around those villages.
Well, that's good. Yes.
So Pastor Jester and I were looking this morning at that picture you painted for me of the blue sky with the five clouds.
Yes.
With the picture of the three houses and the big iron pot. Do you remember that?
I remember this. Oh, you didn't put that movie.
At 9 feet of five clouds.
Yes.
I was in, what kind of pictures do you really like to paint best? Cotton picking? You make cotton to show pretty.
I like cotton picking.
Oh.
I like cotton picking.
Mm-hmm. You like the ladies chopping cotton?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just like that so that, you know, yeah. Mama.
Yeah.
I know he would be glad to see that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the church thing too. Yeah. The church thing is beautiful.
The church is baptized,
yeah.
Going to church, uh-huh. This is the children, they can become first
communion. Yeah.
And then sometimes you take a Saturday night honky tonk too.
Yeah, Saturday night. Saturday night.
I have one of your old fish fries that you did for me years ago.
On that old stove.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Everybody's out. Some of them cleaning the fish. And then I got a nice wash day. I like that one, too.
Yeah, I like the wash day, too, and I like the funeral, too.
The funeral, I like it. That's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Saturday night, ready to drinking and shooting and having a good time.
And I have a wedding one too that I like.
Yeah.
Nice wedding.
Mm-hmm. I like the wedding too.
What did Miss Ann buy the other day when she was down here? I haven't been down there to see what she bought. And I just wondered what she bought.
I don't know what Miss Ann bought.
She told me she was broke and she wasn't going to buy anything, and here she came back and said, I couldn't stand it. I had to buy another clementine.
Well, she said, I'm not for sure, but I think it was a Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
It looked like she said, I'm holding that Saturday night to wind up there.
Uh-huh.
I knew she got a Saturday night.
But Mr. Tom is the same way. He says, I'm not going to buy a painting, and he comes down here, and the first thing he
mm-hmm.
says,
mm-hmm.
he told me he had come yesterday, but said you didn't have any.
I didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
Do you like to paint revival?
Well, sometimes.
I like that preacher that you got one up yonder in Aston House. They got a revival?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They got one up
there,
preacher.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This say the other day that she remembered one of your revivals she liked so much. And she wondered if I knew who the man was and the preacher was, but I didn't know.
Well, no, I didn't put a man in it. I had no special name.
Did you ever paint the Reverend Pompey M. Gilley?
No, I didn't ever paint that.
Oh.
I paint pictures on creep for me.
Oh, yeah.
Called him in. You see, I don't know, I'm totally kind of paint them with you, because I can't look at them people and paint them. I just go and paint a preacher, paint a, some of the members that I didn't know them on myself. Just get them on their own hands.
Yeah. And they don't have to be here, they don't have to be no one around. Just go and make them up.
Well, Mr. Francois, you think we'd better move along and take Professor Driscoll to see the church? And
I think we do. Well, I'm
certainly
glad to see you
again. Well, I'm glad to see you too. You're looking well, Mr. Driscoll.
Thus, the interview with Mrs. Hunter ends, and we left her modest little home and then went across the street to Melrose, which she had described in some of her paintings. We then went to the Catholic Church, which is St. Augustine, on the island created by the Cane River, where the mulattoes go. And this is a very important aspect of what is referred to as Louisiana Mulatto Country. And in the church is located a very handsome portrait painted by a man by the name of Ferrier of Monsieur Metoyer, who built Melrose, as he was one of the leading mulatto citizens of the area, and being a son of Madame Marie-Therese Quanquan, who had married a Frenchman. He was the son who inherited the home, and it is here that the community of Melrose exists. Clementine Hunter still paints and is still very active, remembering all of the scenes of the plantation, the picking of cotton, the chopping of cotton, Saturday night honky-tonks and what have you, and she refers to them by the paintings by their names as though they're children. She said somebody wanted a Saturday night, not someone wanted a painting, but somebody wanted them a Saturday night, and so she painted a Saturday night. So this is the way Clementine Hunter refers to her work. She is regarded as one of the important primitive painters in America today, and is included in major museum and private collections throughout the United States. The major exhibitions have been in reputable galleries and university campuses, among the most prominent being the Delgado Museum in the city of New Orleans. She was the first member of her race to be honored with a one-woman exhibition, consequently a one-man show at the Delgado Museum.